You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, 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 it's your main man, J Red, K Dude, the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy, Jamar Fresh, AK, the fresh one.
Yo, man, my birthday tomorrow, man, so it's only right that I do the motherfucking Captain Morgan, man. It's my drink, Captain Morgan, man. I be feeling good as a motherfucker,
man. You need to put prop your right leg up on the bitch or something.
What you mean?
And it's the Captain Morgan
part. Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm introducing myself.
With the bottle in my hand.
I'm introducing myself. I ain't got no AKAs or nothing like that. But nah. This is Darius.
Now you got no AKAs.
I ain't got no AKA full bar. AKA that
come
man
on,
in the
baby.
Building.
Come
AKA.
On, come on, baby. Young Chipotle, like, my nigga.
I would
Young Guacamole.
What was it say? If it,
somebody got the no car. Who one of y'all got?
Y'all do
it?
Me a favor, chill out, listen.
Hey, remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
All right.
Watch out now. You whack motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, welcome to another great episode of Kickback Podcast. As always, boy J Red, world's greatest host, Josh Boswell Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third. We got Darius in the building, and I thought I was nigga with the fade, but this nigga fade on 10 right
hey,
now.
Hey, I just got it. I walked in the barber chair like 5 seconds ago. Nigga. It's nothing.
Who cut it's your nothing. Shit, my nigga?
I don't know. My preacher.
For real?
Yeah, my pastor. He also, yeah, man.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like, he'll do a sermon. No, man, my barber, man. I got shout out to Razor Sharp, man. Okay. Eric Carter. He'll get with the fade every time, man.
Now, I thought your preacher did like, he sell chicken too.
Your fade is. You the dude
that gets spent the ride. Nah, he the dude to hold the mirror.
Like, yeah, like, I hold him, let him do his thing. Nah, I mean, bro, my barber just Picasso with it. I mean, he really understands. I mean, hair is his medium. He make it, he do work. He does work.
But it's just straight though, man. How you feeling out there, bro? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, y'all came in, took care of me, gave me a little something to drink. You know,
help you relax.
Yeah,
that's
all.
Yeah. So you won't be so antsy. Don't be antsy, bro.
It's a hospitality. I like this.
Well, if y'all don't know, man, Darius is the 1/3 of the Token Talk Kickback. I mean, Token Talk podcast.
Oh yeah. We doing our thing. We're not as big as these guys, but we just started. You know, but Token Talk podcast. You got your boy Darius. You got Tario, and you got Thomas. And we just kind of we get on there. We do a little social commentary.
See,
you know?
When I went on that motherfucker, I saw the motherfucker. I was like, oh shit, I got a podcast. Darius Gooball. If y'all don't know, man, me and Darius beef in high school.
We had a little beef in high school.
Hey, it was some silly shit though.
It was
serious then though.
It was serious to me. I was to get personal. Like,
shit. What was it about female?
Nah, rapping. No,
nah, we was
rapping.
Yeah.
You did tell me about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of y'all little group? Y'all club?
The Birth, bro.
The Birth. Yeah. We made a lot of jokes.
Bro, it was so many people like come at me like, y'all, I got one called The Death, my nigga. We finna kill you. Yeah. Finna end y'all, nigga, son. Finna end y'all.
People like, came at me twisted. It was like, oh, I heard you rapping now. I got a little book. I was selling candy at the time. Like, I really don't want to beat, man. I just want them now, ladies, 25 cents, but.
But I find it so funny. Who's in your group? Who's in the group?
Oh, me. All right. So, Concept, The Kid, Problem. Shouts out. That was Tario.
Okay.
I feel like I heard y'all talk about this before.
Well, you probably heard us on Hot 97. That's how big this was. Okay. No. Yeah, Haku. Okay. Yeah, well, Haku. It's
Who
Chris
is
Lockhart.
Chris Lockhart.
Yeah. He now.
I like Chris Lockhart.
I'm tight dude, man. The Capital City Kayaks right now, man. Yeah. Go and get out there on the boat and start doing your paddling. We had JV. JVS, Josh Virgil.
Josh Virgil. Okay. Yeah.
Who in the hell gonna buy a new kayak? I mean, with the potholes, they're big enough. You can swim across the bitch. So I'm just saying, like.
Hey, well, there's a will, there's a way, man.
Where you kayak at? He doing the Pearl River or some shit?
You got Pearl River, you got the reservoir. Yeah, anywhere that's body water, my man hook it up.
Yeah.
No, you good. Who is that? I mean, besides me, I think that was a crew.
And this nigga name was Four Bars. Because he had the four bars.
Check him out. Four bars of fire. Hold on. Say the whole thing. Hey, put some respect on my name.
It was the four bars of
all
what?
All three of you. It's only two of y'all, but all three of you. But, yeah.
We got Perez in the building.
Perez in the building.
Cameron Duty, though.
Dade County.
Hey, but nah, I thought it was so funny that your name was Four Bars that I was just like, I didn't mind. Like, I kind of wanted you on my team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like,
I mean, wouldn't mind either, man.
We had a solid man, Four Bars.
It was like, I can go for days. That's like, that was the idea. You know, bars at the bars at the bars, but only four of them was hot, though. Mm. So, you know. So it could be 280 bars.
I mean, he good for like four bars.
Just you got to listen to him, though. Keep you listening, man. One of them good.
I don't know about the song, but the first four lines.
The first four? Yeah. You know, that the intro, that little that bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like, was me.
Y'all know that breath before you give a nigga 16? before I got, like, nigga, you that, like, that first 16 breath.
that warm up, yeah. That was me, though. That was me, man.
Well, more about talk, though, you know, I want you to go a little bit in depth about, you know, how I got started. You know, talk, when I first heard it, I'd immediately thought about, like, you know, I guess, like...
The token black nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, token off South Park?
Yeah.
He the only black nigga on South Park?
And that's the idea. The title of the show was birthed out of satire. Yeah. You know, we knew that people kind of saw us and saw the circles and the guys we were hanging around kind of assumed they're like, hey, that was the only black guys amongst a sea of white.
Yeah.
And their perspective kind of helped us shape the idea or the framework for the show. And we know we're way more diverse than that. But, you know, we took that idea and that perspective. We made it, you know, into something. And now we kind of just get on there and use it our platform to talk about, you know, social commentary, things in the news, you know, what we want to talk about that day, the topic of the week, and just to kind of just connect with, you know, our friends and our fans.
I kind of liked it because I cannot listen to another podcast with, like, me and Josh talking on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool for the
y'all
culture.
Podcast is off the chain,
I'm saying it's cool for the culture, but you really kind of only need one of them podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all kind of need one social commentary about... real hip hop, and you know what I'm saying? We really don't need, like,
y'all got it though, man. Y'all.
I think the diversity is, let's say we do the podcast, do come together, we start something big. I think the diversity in the content is, like, gonna be big.
I think people are sleeping on the level of artistry that we have in Mississippi.
Yeah, they are.
We're in central Mississippi right now, so this is a small fraction of what's going on. So imagine we all got together, pulled our talents and our strength, and we let the rest of the United States know that we got some people down here that's actually thinking. We got some people.
But that's just Mississippi, though. Because imagine you go to Belzoni, you be like, yo, son, you know what the podcast is? They're going to be like,
man. Okay, first of all, the best catfish ever. Okay.
But if you go to Florida, it's people everywhere in Florida. You know, people in New York.
It's all about outlets, man. They got the outlets to do it. And we're going to let people know that, I mean, hey, you in Belzoni, come down to Jackson one weekend and get on the show.
Yeah.
You know, if you got something you want to share, get on the show. We're going to provide that for them.
Yes.
But Wayne, I got a question for you.
What's
that? Name of your show is Token Talk.
Yeah.
Of course, that's because you say that you were black guys, you know, in a sea of white. Do you think that was by force, did that happen because of your interest?
We kind of touched on this in our podcast. All three of us are from different areas. Thomas is on the show. Thomas is from California, so he was used to you know, just a different, you know, being around different demographics, you know. Yeah. And then I was born in the Delta. I moved to New Jersey, and then I came to Jackson. So I didn't.
Do you say Jew?
Do I say Jew?
Yeah.
Not on purpose. If I'm a little inebriated, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't. Jew. I had to explain. I dated a Jewish lady, and I had to explain to her why. And one of her friends was a teacher. She's like, why do kids say Jew? And I just explained, like, well, it could be. No one knows the true origin, but Jew could be short for juvenile.
That's what Brock told me in, like, tenth grade, bro.
I mean, I believe it, though. Jew short for juvenile, right? Yeah. And then so you can go around and you can say, you know, what's up, Jew? What's up? You know, like
that's what I want to. That's what I want to make a documentary. I think me and Red need to do this. The origin of the word Jew. Like, where did it come
from? Like, I'm from satire. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh,
I think,
like,
y'all should.
I can see the shit in my head.
Don't just limit it to Jew. Dude, just, I'm vernacular all around, man. You take it,
But all we know is Jew. Like, I don't
that's
know.
That's not all y'all know.
What I miss when people say.
I mean, New York niggas say, yo, good money.
We don't
like,
know about this. So, we're going to do this show, and every time y'all say something I think that a Mississippi person says, we're going to highlight
talking about?
I don't even really know you like talking about. That me. I don't even, like. Like talking
you don't get it.
Have you heard
somebody say you
didn't?
Like,
oh, yeah, I use it.
I don't know what that is. Like, talking about.
Talking about.
It don't even mean anything.
It means a lot. See, that's why I think in the South, we're more about efficiency. People like say we talk slower.
The words,
yeah, like, man. I don't understand all these syllables. We're trying to let people know what we want to say. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Like, I am ready to go. Yeah. Like, I mean, how much time I just wasted saying that? I also talk fast.
I was in Aruba, I ask somebody, you know, everybody from Aruba just, you know, they from everywhere.
Word.
So I go ask them, like, yo, if you get a restroom? Like, restroom over there. I was like, yo, what about? You know what I'm saying? Like, they be like, what? I'm like, yo, what about the restroom? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
I was talking stupid.
Like, I'm sorry. Where is the, like, where, like, I saw you pointing. I don't see it. Like, we're about, like, shit.
Efficiency. That's
when that's right.
The first time you sound so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, say it again. Like,
yeah.
What about,
I didn't take it. I'm like, I got to piss. You know, so I'm like, what about to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't just trying to like correct English.
Like, what is it? They don't do it? Like, you got to ask them again in their language. I don't know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they be from America, but it's just like, they, you know, like, they from a different part of America. You know, Seattle.
Man, Seattle, I want to go there. Like, I haven't been that far west yet, man.
Yeah, I've been to Seattle. It's good. It's good money.
Across the world right now, man. I hadn't been that far west. The farthest west I've been is Texas right now. I'm trying to change that.
Hey, let me ask you this, bro. How do y'all promote this podcast?
Our podcast, man.
Because I go on the SoundCloud, y'all be having a bunch of plays. I be like, God damn.
This is a good product, man. What you mean? This is a good product. we get on, so it's three of us, right? Yeah.
And y'all individually post it? Like, how you do it?
And we blast it. We all get together. We keep.
Do I not follow you or something?
Probably not, man. You a hater, so you like us a lot. So, this man, yeah.
I really don't even like you. Like,
that's exactly. I feel like I'm going to have to, we want to fight for it's over with. But no,
I ain't saved your number or nothing. So.
That's dirty, man. That's why you called me. That's the part I thought you was selling me. I wasn't fancy that either. So we all, us three of us, so we all got our responsibility. One guy manages one application. One, I manage another. I manage the Twitter. And then, you know, we have another guy who, you know, should manage the Facebook.
Yeah.
And so we all get on there when it's time to release, and we post SoundCloud, iTunes, iTunes, all three of them. And then we just keep it rolling that way. We take feedback on the, we got a Gmail.
Mm.
So a lot of people hit us up on Gmail with feedback. You know, a lot of suggestions. They want to get on the show.
A lot of people hit you. I mean, a lot of people ask me to get on the show, but not a lot.
I mean, it's what you do. You
feedback
stop
is just like not
you
really.
Stop and you say, man, I heard your show. And I'm like, good. Stop right there. Write it up. Send it to me in something.
Because
I document every feedback. Every ounce of feedback we get, I put into a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And then if they don't email it to me, they don't put it on social media, I don't hear anything. You don't tell me nothing to my face. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Put it in paper. Put it in writing. Put it on, you know, electronic messaging. And let me document it. And that way we can actually absorb that and make our show better.
See, when I think our biggest problem was when we first started, it was just like, me and Josh got, we were just trying to do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't really worried about, like, niggas listening. We were just trying to, like, chemistry. Yeah, you know, we were just trying to just come up with, like, shit. Like, I don't know how this podcast, we were just trying to do a podcast.
And it was raw and it's authentic. That's what I think people love about it.
And then when people started listening, you'd be like, all right, we need more listening. We need to get out more. But, like, we ain't thinking about that at first. We, like, y'all seem like real, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess. I was like, we're going to do what we're going to do. We was like, how do we even record this shit, man? Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
one thing, we also had the idea 2 years ago, and we just now acting on it. So that's another thing. We meditated a lot.
I mean, but see, exactly. But see, I had the idea for like a day, and the next day we got a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, like I work like that, bro. What if I think of, bro? I just.
He was at a house party.
Yeah. And Josh came up with most of the content. He came up with the name. He came up. He came up with the show kind of idea. You know what I'm saying? The kickback.
I love it.
We were talking about name for a long time.
I'm looking at the graphic. I'm trying to figure out who the dude on the left is, because I'm like, yeah, man, they got no dreads. So I'm hella confused. Yeah, that's, and we do too. You know, so anybody do some graphic design work out there, we looking.
Man, you know we do graphic design.
Oh, we ain't mean to overshadow nobody. We actually got real solid one right now.
Y'all should real solid. Real solid. But there's a lot of podcast. A lot of podcasts be like caricatures. Yeah. Or like, you know, some crazy shit. Like, I was like a poly art.
And we like that too. I mean, and we really focus on like the hairlines.
We did it at first too. That was our first one, the hair.
You make it sound like we ain't original, dog. That was our first one.
It was like, it had a fade and he had the dreads, like Atlanta dreads. Like, but it's shit, you know what I'm saying? It come together real well.
We gotta go next. Yeah, I'm already thinking. Where my damn no cards at? Switch it up on y'all, man. Y'all thought it was a game.
Like, it always just fascinates me when I hear, like, people actually listen to us. And, like, you know, and then, like, over throughout the year or so, like, seeing other podcasts start up, like, you know, it's just like, you know, it's cool because, you know, now, like, we can start, like,
especially black people.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like.
And y'all honestly should be flattered because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, Red got a podcast? Well, I can do a podcast. It's not disrespect.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, imitation the form of flattery. So I saw that. I was like, man, this dude out here doing it. Why can't I? So, you know, and y'all actually were like an inspiration. Like,
I mean, that's what anything. Like, I mean, like, you say, like, take rapping, for example. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, of course, we need an event podcast. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't like. Designer, look at Future. He sounds like Future. You know, he imitate Future. That's who he fucking look up to.
Hey, Panda, like way colder. Yeah. Way but, colder than anything in Future's catalog. Fight me right now.
Yeah. But see, now my point was, it's like, you know, even though you do it, like, even though we, you know, technically kind of did it first, is, you know, even if you had an idea before we did, but yeah, at the same time, it's like, I want people to do this shit. Like, I don't want to be the only nigga doing this shit. Like, shit, like I want, you know what I'm saying? I want people, I want to talk to people about podcasts, you know what I'm saying, that has a podcast, and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I had a similar discussion, it was like a discussion about, like, hip-hop and local area. Like, it's energy. You feed off other people's energy. Once that momentum is going, somebody else is on it, and you see them doing their thing, then it makes you motivated, so you want to do it, too. And if you're the only one out there, you don't want your team scoring. You know, I mean, you may get a juice off of that, but to me, that's going to make me tired.
Like who was on the bench for the Lakers when they won them two rings? He got some free-ass rings. He got some free-ass rings out there, bitch, my nigga. Matt
Bowen. That's me.
Hey, what's some other podcast you listen to, though?
I listen to Roga's Gent, man. I listen to the Roga's Gent.
I got you. Before you go, just put this shit on my phone.
I got you,
know.
Man.
I don't even. You said Roga's Gent, like spell that. What are you saying?
Don't ask me. I'm drunk right now. So I can't spell anything. Roga's Gent.
What does that mean? Like, I don't even know what that means.
It's the thuggish, ruggish gent. Is that how that works? I don't know. But then you got Let's Talk Jackson.
That guy's
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Then you got
Oh yeah, shout out Bo York, bro.
Yeah. Jessica Simeon, she got her thing going on.
What podcast she got with Venom?
Yes, they do have Don't ask me the name.
Local elsewhere.
Venom everywhere, and so don't ask me when it airs. Don't
Venom
ask me
had
when
joy.
About
he
was
he's like, I don't know.
Local DJ and shop owner, business owner, ain't got time to, you know, let us know when he gonna do his podcast. Then you got
The
Comprehensive Beatdown.
Yeah.
And that's my dude Garrett and Michael, and they Silent G, I would say, and they're real tight, man. They give you album reviews, and they're real thorough with it, man. Real thorough with it.
Do you listen to any like popular podcasts as
popular,
far as
I mean, I
nationwide?
Listen to, like The Read, you know.
I listen to The Read, but the motherfuckers be killing me with that Beyonce. But keep going.
I hate it. We're gonna talk about that Lemonade too. I like that. I listen to. Oh man, it's a BuzzFeed one. These two ladies, and they so pretty.
If Beyonce died today, there'd be no more Read.
Okay, hey.
That'd be a
sad thing.
No,
sad
I'm saying, I'm just putting the context of how much they love Beyonce.
BET Jam gonna play out her shit. Like,
no, I'm just putting the context of how
this
much
man
the
got
Read
BET
like Beyonce.
Jam. Ain't nobody got. I got no cable, bro. BET Jam.
You listen to like the Brilliant Idiots or like.
I listen to them. I listen a lot of NPR too. Like in general, I listen to NPR.
Yeah,
I was in StoryCorps. For years, but you know, Tario and I, one of the 2/3 of the podcast, we actually did a StoryCorps, and that's actually what kind of kicked it off. We said, okay, you know, people gave us a lot of good feedback, and said they liked the way we grooved on there, and we said it's time. And that's just really good.
It's time to do a podcast.
It's time to do something, you know.
Okay, I understand you and Tario. How did y'all hook up with the guy? Is his name Thomas?
Thomas is like our old head. He's like
OG?
He's kind of like our OG, man. So
my OG in there,
too. Is he? That's my OG in the next room.
Yeah, he owes a motherfucker. Nah, shout out my nigga Debo.
So Thomas basically, I mean, he's just older cat. You know, he done been through the marriage. He done had the job. You know, he done had the Audi. You know, he done been through all that stuff. Been through that life. And so he just offers a lot of wisdom. And we're hanging around in similar circles in the city. And it's just kind of like, okay, you ain't from the only brother in here. I'm not going to know you.
Yeah.
And so he kind of came up. We introduced ourselves. And, you know.
Say like a lot of your relationships spawned out of you being the only brother.
It is what it is. Like, I mean,
you
know, since high school.
Like, cool.
Thank you. I got you, bro.
I mean, it just came, like I said, it's from my background.
Yeah.
I've never been in one place too long. And then I was in Jackson, didn't have a car, but I went to school in Murrah, which is across the street from UMC. So we would skip school, go across the street, play basketball. Got bored with that. I know I lost a lot of weight playing. Now I'm gaining back. We would play basketball. I got bored with that. Let's just walk around a little bit. We started seeing art galleries and like coffee shops, Fondren area.
Yeah.
And at that time, it's just we weren't. You know, the African-American young, you know, demographic was just not tapping into that part of Jackson.
No, it
was crazy, though, because, like, it's just, like, throughout the past, like, 2 years, like, have fun during that fight, like, it's just, like,
game. And then with Midtown, too. Midtown, game.
A lot of politics with that. Midtown's a whole different area. I love Midtown. But, you know, fun, just a lot of politics that went on with that. Basically, you know, one organization, say, lost control or relinquished control of that event. And then the
what you mean by that? Like it's a
you talking about when they kicked the black folks out?
No, that was a whole other incident.
You was mad about that, wasn't it?
I was a little heated. I was like, you don't take. A
I mean,
city,
you have every right to be. You know what I'm saying?
You don't take a city that's 79% African American, and then you don't take hip hop culture, which is born or birthed from African Americans, then tell them that their genre is banned. You don't do that. I don't care, you know, who you are.
But there, I'm playing that back. They were a little violent, though. They be violent. Like,
it's very rare.
Hip-hop is like, you know, like, aggressive, bro. Like,
I mean, but proper channels have been in place. Proper channels are in place now. I mean, it's all it's trial and error. You learn. Mm-hmm. But one thing you don't do, you don't overreact. You don't ban a whole genre but just because somebody messed up.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm...
When did it start to open back up, though?
Like, I think shortly after that incident, and then when they kind of came to a compromise.
Darius wrote a letter to them.
I ain't write no letter. I still had to say, and I was done with it. I missed a few things that I would protest and rally over, and that might have been one of them. It actually was one. Yeah. And HB23, you know. But so, I had an issue with that. I spoke on it. I didn't do anything public about it. You know, whoever wanted to say something about it, it came to me personally. We talked about it. And, you know, I'm nobody important, but, you know, I really appreciate that.
Let me ask you this. What do you think you bring to the table for the token talk?
Goddamn potato salad.
I hate the nigga who bring potato salad. you just brought the potato salad.
I'm a
green bean type dude.
There's some stemmers. There are some established roles.
Sweet corn,
bro. Yeah, you know, we want to bring the good shit. You know, potato salad. I don't know what that
is. Pumpkin pie.
Like if you use mustard with your potato salad. Like,
no, yes, that's already, a problem. You like, a little bit of mustard there, but it ain't mustard based.
Yeah,
potato salad.
Like, I don't really like want.
Because you don't fool with mayonnaise?
No. He'll eat no white shit. Come, Brett.
I can't even like say anything like in defense of like mayonnaise.
Semen not even really that white though. Semen is like.
Whose semen have you been?
I
see
my own semen. I watched porn before, nigga. Like.
Man, ginger mayo. Try some ginger mayo.
What is
it?
It's made with ginger. So I ain't mean to do that. Mayo, I ain't mean to like.
Just nah, we say ginger, you think of like red. Like.
But it's like a pinkish kind of flavor, color to it. But it's great, man. You should try
it. Who put you on it?
I was at.
Nah, I ain't.
We don't want.
That's some Food Network type shit.
Let's throw flavor with it. Spicy mayo. Yeah. A little hot sauce in the mayo. Like, come on. Like, we. There are ways around it. You know, like, I mean, my girlfriend's white. So, you know, when she make a sandwich or something, she's like, you want some mayo? I'm like, hold on. Hold on.
You pregnant that joke, dude.
No, that's real.
This is your first time telling that joke, though. Because it's fucking hilarious.
Like, 2 nights ago, I was like, I said this. I'm like, hold on. So, let's
talk about this.
Sure your girl make a good-ass sandwich. You ask, like, a black girl to make a sandwich.
Like, here.
No, no. It ain't no race thing. It's definitely not a race thing. It's just how I like my sandwiches, you know?
How you like I've never had a sandwich made for me. Like, it's
about
liking.
Nah, what's the nigga?
It sounds like you ain't doing something right. Are you deserving it? Like, do you deserve that sandwich?
No.
You got to be doing something right. I'm just saying.
What's that Friday shit?
It ain't Red Lobster.
Third Friday was like eating a big ass sandwich. Like he had like tomatoes and shit on that bitch. Like he was like he like spreading that shit on there. Like,
I had homemade chicken bacon ranches. I don't have like
Oh, like them kind of sandwiches. I'm thinking about ham and cheese.
No,
like,
it's serious.
You talking about like shit? Like shit.
She's like, you want a sandwich? And all of a sudden in the oven on.
Yeah,
you know, I'm hungry now. She cutting the potatoes, making handmade chips. No, it's just love, man. It's just like, you know, we appreciate each other.
But back to the question, what did you bring to the table? Not yet, though. Not yet. What, you and girl live together?
No, we did at one point, though.
Y'all did?
Yeah. It's a long story, but
Your story is long.
It's
a long story.
Why am I here? I bring, you know, a little bit, I'm lighthearted, you know. Even my debates, I keep laughing, I keep a smile on. So I bring some lightheartedness, I don't know what the word is, some comedy, things from different spectrum. I kind of like to be objective and play from doubles advocate.
You talking about the talking talk, right?
Talking talk. Okay, I'm answer your question now.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, our old head counts as our moderator. He keeps us on track.
Yeah.
He keeps the show progressing.
Yeah.
And then you got Antario, a.k.a. Mr. Encyclopedia. My man just knows the facts.
All right. Well, what you mean, Antario? He know, like
he just, man, give
like,
man.
If I ask him right now, like, how much elephant, like, average elephant weigh?
He
be
he
like.
He got it. He's like, elephant is 2.5. He got it. Like, they don't like rats. Like, he got this. Megan 30s, like I was trying to cheat off of him. Like, that's my dude, man. We've been homies for over a decade.
Yeah,
that's my dude.
I've been peeping out y'all with cool as shit. But what do you think Tarya bring to it?
Oh, that's what I'm, I mean, that's the encyclopedia. Toys, yeah, and just he and I, we had that good energy, and we really
chemistry. So, yeah,
chemistry. So you know, Thomas and I, we work well. Tario and Thomas, we work well. But I think that completes the trinity because of, you know, our chemistry, him being that the old head right there, he kind of keeps us on track, and then he'll throw in when he throws a joke at you,
so okay, so the old head, like the moderator.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So if you listen closely, you can see the roles are being established.
I mean, yeah, I peeped it. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth, kind of.
Get the podcast play pamphlet or something like.
Y'all see me with these note cards.
You know, how to make a podcast.
Y'all see me with these note cards. I'm telling you what it is feedback, man. Like we did the pilot, and the pilot is exactly what it is. It's like, let's test it out there and see what it's gonna be like, right? And then people are going to let you know. If you ask for feedback, they're going to let you know what you need to do. And if you think it's legit, you know, you put that into play and you see what the feedback is after that.
The feedback I got recently, I'm trying now. But the feedback I recently was like, I'm saying, like, man, this whole podcast, I've been trying to do what he told me to do. And it was like, I know what I want to say. Yeah. So just say it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to do that.
See, like, what happened to me? I smoked. And I like, my mind being a fog. And it'd be like, I'd be wanting to say what I, you know, like, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
what I even realized, y'all don't, the name of the podcast is The Kickback, and then y'all just perfectly embody that. I don't know if y'all understand. Like, I was at work listening to y'all, and I call secondhand smoke. So I'm slumped in my chair, you know, trying to write this email, and I'm just getting a bunch of dots on the screen. So
I don't know what the
fuck. When you can, like, transcend, like, how you guys are feeling here to the listener, that's how y'all accomplish y'all.
That's kind of what we wanted to do, and it was also an intro to, like, I know Josh trying to get into personality right now, and like, it's also like we also want to do comedy, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really just like we wanted to just start a podcast. It's supposed to be an intro to something, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be like, it wasn't supposed to end here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it won't just because, and just right now, because you have that mission statement, it won't end here, And the comedy, I feel like it comes with comfort.
Yeah.
If you listen to our first episode, I mean, I did have a rubric. I had an outline. I had a, you know, dissertation prepared.
Our first episode was
I remember how I heard about it. It wasn't even from Kevin. It was from what Kevin told me at first is y'all were looking for, like, a studio or something to do it. But when I first heard it was from Meredith.
Yeah.
On Twitter, and she had tweeted something like, Darius is like, I don't know, she said something like, you funny or some shit, you know what I'm saying, on the podcast.
Meredith, homie, shout out to Meredith.
And I did my Googles, you know what I'm saying, had to take a listen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
word. Yeah.
And I chuckle. I'm like, shit,
LOL every now and again.
Darius, like, but I know you had it in you, though.
We got comfortable with each other, and we got comfortable recording.
Yeah.
The jokes are flowing, the sentences start structuring, the actual podcast started to take shape. That's how it happened. Y'all know how I do this, man.
Yeah. I'm
talking to a bunch of professionals.
Before we get to the show, I just like want to say, like, just don't lose the integrity of the show. You know what I'm saying? Don't flip flop that bitch. Like, I never want to lose.
That's actually a good idea.
Disintegrity of this show.
Yeah, they tried to. I mean, I get a lot of jokes. Now, what's the name of your podcast? Token Talks. Oh, I can tell. I'm like, perfect, good. Tune in. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay.
I bet when you ask white people stuff, they don't even get mad.
Nah, they like you, though.
Like, this one, like, real talk, bro. I was at the gas station, bro, and like for some odd reason, I don't know what happened with my truck, but my reverse, it went out. So like, I couldn't, like, I was going forward. I was on like a hill.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't, like, turn. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't.
You had a real turn? Your transmission went to mess with you on there?
Yeah, like, it went out or something. Like, I had no transmission fluid or something.
Okay.
So I went up to this white guy. You know, he had an ugly look on his face. I was like, excuse me, sir. I was polite. You know, I was like, sir. He was like, I ain't got no change. I was like,
what the fuck?
Like, I
slick
like, nigga.
I slack like Mike Hipson, nigga. Like, don't tell me. I ain't for no thing.
Yeah,
Jordans, nigga.
Thing, first off, you think they know what Jordans are. And second off, that same situation could happen to me. Like, it didn't matter if I put on.
I'm gonna let you say what you gotta say, but. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, I always felt like that, you know, because, like, I've always been the darkest dude. Mm-hmm. Or, like, when I had dread, like, I'm being real.
I feel you.
Like, when I had dread, I always felt like, you know, like, somebody watching me or, like, you know. It's like, you know, like.
See, my dad's he's a police officer. He was a police officer. I retired. He was a detective, actually. And so I was taught from a very young age, don't put your hands in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you sit up straight. Make sure you stand up. You know, just.
And I mean, because putting your hand in your pocket in some ways is like. No, that ain't incriminating. It's just like, you know, kind of like, it's like a blanket for your. You know, you ever seen somebody walk in the cafeteria with their hands in their pocket?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? They kind of
like
shy.
Hands in my pocket, like,
have your hands out. You
it
know
says
what
a
mean?
Lot about you, but in retail spaces, when you were like the minority and then biases do exist, it says like, oh, this guy, he needs to be watched. So it's the key. It's, you do it so much. You do a lot of things. You adhere to a lot of rules to keep yourself off of the radar. So nobody does things like that too. So they don't discriminate against you.
Like I just never been played the role of like the unassuming guy. Like everybody just like
it's because I mean
see I'll tell you different. Because your dread was just straight up Nick. Like no, I got a dread. You look kind of scary from a distance. Like if you stand correctly, you look kind of scary.
You think people out there distinguishing between like oh he has neat dreads and he has
see
like,
my dreads. See, I got the shit cut off from the side. It's like yo this nigga like mad artsy. It's yeah. Like yo this nigga like. I don't know, like, yeah. I'm saying this by myself.
Maybe you
but,
like, just leave one dread, maybe they're going to
yeah. You know what I'm saying? I fucking look like I'm bang. Fucking, you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
see, these are rules that we have to adhere yeah. to. You can go to New like, Orleans, and you see how many people have the dreads like yours, or dreads like yours.
You seen yeah. Chief Keef? He wears dreads over his face like a mask. He go in the store just like,
you know,
this is
God. Okay, he look kind of creepy, like, all right, I see why you say his dread look creepy. It's like a fucking mask, but my shit like, I get bitches, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, cool, you know what
but
I'm
it's, I mean? It's definitely a thing. It's a struggle, man. I'm not dark, but I definitely can't say I empathize with you, but I have been pulled over for no reason, held, and asked why am I over here when my tag says this and my license says this.
We're going to get into the show in a second, but, like, that shit, like, irks me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like sometimes, like, this not all police officers, you know what I'm saying? But it's like sometimes they love being an agitator or like a, you know, they try to pick at you, you know, just to see, like, are you, like, let me see if this nigga gonna try me. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I've been pulled over like the dumbest shit, like, no seatbelt.
That's not dumb.
I mean,
that's illegal.
It's stupid, but it's like, nigga, I'm in the neighborhood.
But
yeah.
Also illegal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, what you don't doing over driving? Like, nigga,
it just don't.
Like, it just open.
It don't
wait,
close.
Wait a minute,
it.
My
it
dude. Wait.
I was dumping some ass. I don't know. Like I was lifting in a guard or something. But like you know, I just get pulled over stupid shit. Like why you sitting right here? Like
I mean, so
shit,
I recently had the opportunity to, in my last job to actually work with a bunch of ex members of you know local law enforcement. And I told them I would get pulled over all the time when I rode around in that green Nissan Sentra. 98.
I remember that bitch. Yeah,
yeah it was She-Hulk.
I was like, this your shit? I said this to you one day.
Yeah, and I was like, this is she. Yeah. This is she. So, and she doing well. And so, 100,000 miles on, that's it. Like 123,000. So, you know, he would tell me, like, and I told one of the guys, I was like, you know, I think you pulled me over before. You were Howard Patrolman, and you pulled me over. He was like, why'd I pull you over? Like, for no reason.
Yeah.
And I
he was
asked
white,
him,
right?
Yeah, and I actually, he asked me what was I driving at the time because now I have a different vehicle. And I told him my car, he's like, that's why I pulled you over. And he told me what that car meant in that PD. Like, so in their police department, their unit, when they see these type of cars, this is what they are trained to believe.
Whoa.
So,
I mean.
I want to get the car that nobody's trying to believe.
You need to get you a minivan, dog. You need to get you, if you can't get a Range Rover, like, in no tent.
Yeah.
Like,
so, a
98
Nissan Sentra.
98 Nissan Sentra is not one of them. Do not get a 98 Nissan
Sentra. I mean, I wouldn't think nothing, but I just think he in school and he has no money.
Like, what the fuck,
you have no money.
Seen a crowd big. Yeah. It was a 22.
He's smoking weed.
Yeah, like.
A 98 Sentra, though?
Well,
like,
my car's
either that's your mama old car. Yeah. You get no money.
You know, it could have. I didn't have insurance. Is what one thing. Yeah, they thought I didn't have my shirt was like.
My nigga, I ain't got no
I
insurance. My shit fake. My insurance fake as a motherfucker.
Like
that was a joke.
They don't know that though.
The,
nah, real shit. It's fake as a motherfucker.
That was a joke.
You using fake insurance?
Into the show, man.
Okay.
I don't want nobody being real. Like,
knocking
on your door.
Hey, my brother make a lot of money, but he got fake insurance. I be telling that nigga, bro. I be like, hey man, you make a lot of money. Like,
yo,
you pay me a lot of money.
The show, so you
like, nigga, you get some real insurance.
Y'all ready, bro?
Yeah.
I thought we did the show.
I mean, you know, with the filling out process, you know, we just want to get you started, get your wheels turning, you talking up, you know, get you comfortable. It's Captain Morgan.
Drunk, yeah, got me.
Yeah.
And nobody drink Captain Morgan, man. It do me dirty.
But yeah, though, just a couple of points, you know, stuff that been going on. you know, social media, you know,
yeah,
pop culture, music, sports, you know.
Word.
And one thing I thought was interesting, I just found out, Red told me that this story old, but Neil Long said, you know, telling J. Cole that, you know,
man,
ain't no such thing as too young. Like, you know,
I'm too old. Oh, he said, oh, yeah, I'm too young for Neil Long.
Yeah. So,
my only regret, I'm too young for Neil Long.
Yeah, so, like.
And what you say? He ain't.
I ain't too young.
She said that about me. Oh, I risk it all.
Bro, you gotta understand the capacity that Neil Long has. And you gotta understand it's just like,
that's one of the
great. Oh my God.
Like Pam Grier status. She like on Diamond status.
But
she
might be our Pam Grier. Our she on Pam Halle
Berry status.
But she also said, J. Cole also said, no, he also said, too young for Neil Long. My only regret is too young for
Lisa Monet.
Somebody, yeah, he said a bunch of more names. And then when dude asked her, next Neil Long about J. Cole, like, damn, yeah, nigga, like, J. Cole, I don't know if you married, you got a girl or whatever, bro, but it's worth, like, it's, yeah,
do
you,
it.
Like, yeah,
do
like,
it.
Shit, like,
oh, I'm like, mad, like, I seen her on the GGN, that's a Snoop Dogg, little news show.
Yeah. This man got hella capable. Oh, okay, you too.
And the kind of girl I want, the girl be like, Beyonce wanna fuck you? Like, yeah, she wanna fuck me right now. She go fuck her. That's the kind of girl I want. Kind of, you know what I'm saying, like. If I be like, you know what I'm saying, like Precious, Gabrielle Sidibe, like if she want to fuck me, he'd be like, psh, nigga, I'm finna leave your ass. Like,
wait, time out. Okay, because I ain't. Gabby. All right, Gabby, all right. I don't care what you say. Gabby, all right.
Whoa. The big black bitch?
Wait, the BBW. Gabrielle. Wait, no, not Gabrielle Union.
No, you talking about the Precious.
I'm talking Precious.
She all right.
She all right.
And what side?
Oh, I get it. There, he like the big one. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I like
oh,
it.
I
hey, okay.
You gotta walk through the
door.
You said that's a challenge. That's what you're saying? I don't know why he's old like this anyway. Look, man. Look, y'all can have all these Kenny women. Y'all can have them all.
Is your girl big?
My girl is plus size. Yes.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. What is this? We got to find plus size. Gabrielle Sidibe is not plus size.
Okay, no.
She is fat.
Gabrielle's bigger.
Okay.
Wait.
Plus size is what's it been named?
The Queen Latifah.
Takara. Yeah, I mean, just stick with it.
That's nice. You know, now she can get it.
I'm saying, you can't.
Gabrielle used to be.
Used to be. Oh, Jennifer lost a lot of.
Jennifer Hudson.
I thought she was gorgeous.
She got it too.
She can get it. Exactly. My man Kevin said she can get it too. Kevin knows what it is. Pop. So it's preferences, man. It's preferences.
So do you think J. Cole should leave his
No,
hypothetically, if his girl was like, yo, you see what Neil Long said about me? And you know what I'm saying?
I don't think about me. Like if I was in Rome with Neil Long and it happened, like I just got I'm gonna have to pray. Every religion that I can probably invoke, I'm gonna have to get that.
Oh my God.
And figure something out.
You read
I wouldn't even need no religion. I'd just be like, yo, it's over with. Like, if you want to leave
terrible
me.
Terrible person,
like,
though.
Like, but now I'm saying on GGN, she was hitting the blunt. Like, she was
she cool. She funny. Like, she
was all, like, what type of liquor you into? She was like, I'm into whiskey. Like, what type of 40-year-old, like,
milk? A lot.
Like,
a lot.
No, they say Moscato, my nigga. Like, they don't really say whiskey.
A nice red wine.
Like, with my pasta. Like, you like.
Been smoking blunts, drinking whiskey, J. Cole.
J. Cole, sleep. I hear speaking that real nigga shit.
I'd rather fuck with Neil Long than Mariah Carey.
I'd rather fuck with Neil Long than any everybody ever.
Okay, yeah, well, Stacey Dash is a rap. That's a rap for her. But
she had a time, though.
I'd take Neil Long over Halle Berry.
Me too.
I feel like the rest of the show could be who we would take. We would take Neil Long over these people.
Have you seen Neil Long lately?
Yes, I seen it in an interview. And I was like,
have y'all seen Angela Bassett? She's 60. Man,
if she's 60, I'm 62.
She look good, bro.
I'm with it. Like,
are you saying you 60 T-O-O or T-W-O?
Either both.
Okay.
Whatever she's
60.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
I don't know. Not one 60-year-old nigga would fade like that.
Why is pants so tight? Like, I'm getting
pants, man. That's dirty, man. I'm trying to gain weight, man. Why you saying? Really gonna kind of play me out here.
Chinos are the truth.
What's that?
You know what chino is? A style of pants.
I don't know what
name either. Brand is because I don't buy no name brand.
No, nah, it's like khakis, but it's like a chino. It's like at the ankle, it's a little
like tighter.
Nah, my thighs speak for that.
I got thighs too. Yeah, I need to lose weight in my face, my stomach, and my thighs.
Your body. Overall, body weight, like,
hey, no, my nigga.
He said you take everything but the ankles.
I have great legs.
The wrist and the ankles.
My ankles are great.
I'm an ankle model.
What's your calves looking like?
They straight. They straight.
You got good calves.
It's like my thighs ain't really that bad. It's just like I gotta find like.
Sometimes my man don't
jeans.
Believe you, man. I don't understand why he act like that though.
What?
He said you got good calves. Side eyes.
I play soccer, dude. My calves pretty decent, bro. All
right. To one female that we all love and adore and admire, to another female that was just turned into a female.
Oh, it's gonna be this gonna be one here.
Kayla Jenner.
What's she doing?
Is reportedly going to pose nude for Sports Illustrated. Like, how do you feel about that, Caitlyn Jenner?
First off, the last time I bought a Sports Illustrated was 1996.
My nigga, I never bought a Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's it. Like, for real. It was some nigga name. Like, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Somebody, Jeremy, what's the guy name? Was it the steroids? Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
I was about to say Jerry Maguire. Who the fuck is this?
But now, real shit, bro. Does Kayla even have a vagina or she still got a dick?
I mean, I'm not a surgeon. I don't know how to.
It's obvious. And that's another thing. Like, are we like, that's.
Is she really a girl?
She is because she says she is. I mean, that's just it. Like,
I mean, you identify as that, right?
Exactly. And that's,
I'm going to take that to heart. Well, you are what you say you are.
I'm trans financial. I'm rich. Shit, like, yeah. Bitch,
and
I'm rich.
At heart, my dude, you have to be rich.
When I say
I'm going to
live out, I got good credit.
Yeah, like, I identify as
heart,
a good credit.
Like, my dude button. Here? Yeah, he 820. Yeah. He 820. I don't care what y'all say about my dude. He 820. But that's just, it's just how I learned or, because, I just follow, like, Twitter. Yeah, I got on Twitter and I started following a lot of feminists. I started following a lot of trans rights activists. And I started understanding things in a different way.
Yeah.
And somebody
you
said.
You know, no. You do. You kind of, when you get on there, you kind of, like, you get everybody's perspective. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
no judge.
Own,
but,
yes.
but them outlets and stuff, it kind of makes you, it forces you to empathize and sympathize.
No, empathize
like,
shit.
When I hear people say that, like, you know, the how sex is being treated now, that it's comparable to, like, you know, slavery or, like, segregation with black people. You know how, like,
and don't be afraid.
Don't listen to them.
And don't be afraid to say you wrong. You know,
we had
a justice come out and wanted to compare, you know, what's going on in North Carolina, to what happened to civil rights. Okay, wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, injustice is injustice, but do not, you know, compare the struggles. These struggles are mutually exclusive. They can't exist aside from each other, so it's fine.
So honestly, as a heterosexual male, you have no problem with seeing a transgender female on the cover of, like, a popular sports magazine.
None. I don't.
None.
I don't.
I ain't got no problem seeing no blonde.
But see, I tell you why. But see, the difference between, like, I don't see a difference because I choose not to see a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are trying to make it a big deal about this shit. I don't really.
So you forcing yourself to be blind to
No. I mean, it's not forcing. It's not forcing at all.
I almost don't even care. Like, it's like, they had Russian tennis players on there and they got nobody. And I'm like, okay.
I really
but
don't care at all.
It's just the fact that this guy or woman.
Lady.
It's
you gotta do it.
It is the fact that it's this mogul, fucking
it's the
Caitlyn fucking Jenner. Yeah,
yeah, I feel more strongly about that part than I feel about. But I don't care about anybody to be on the cover of anything if they want to do that. That, you know, that's one thing. Personally, it doesn't affect me. I lose no sleep over
like,
that.
You know, like, of course, like, I'm just saying to, like, the casual, you know, magazine reader, like,
and
somebody
old. And
here's
Darius being Darius. I mean, I don't think she's that hot. So you gonna put her on the cover. I'm like, why is she on the cover? She don't even look that
like
bad.
Like, you ain't a bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just seen, like, way better transgenders. You know what I'm saying? Like, way better. Like,
so, I mean, that's
like,
being real.
Titties and everything. Like, I don't know, man.
If I
was
trans, I'm gonna fuck with Tiger,
man. Like, Tiger got the old dick. Hey, but, hey, this what I'm gonna write you. For Q to rant you. This what I'm gonna write, Kevin. I'm gonna write one a piece about Black China and how she ain't shit. Cause and like I'm gonna go in on this bitch. No, just the fact that her life is just like retarded. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
mean, she fell
bitch.
Love, like, I don't understand.
But you know, she doing a whole little transition. She getting married to the Tiger sister.
Yeah,
you know
I don't understand that family tree.
It's like
somebody took a tree,
it's
a
stupid,
whole tree,
I mean,
and balled it
up.
No,
she did that. She knows she's doing. She ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She tricked all these niggas. For one, I like a natural body. I don't really like the fake shit. And next, what I'm gonna write about how Twitter is the internet. Cause you think about it, Twitter is it's the internet, it's CNN, the ESPN, it's everything in one, bro.
Twitter stock going down?
Yeah, it dropped drastically, but it's coming back.
It would never be nowhere near Facebook, I agree, but you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Twitter is off. It's fucking amazing.
I think it's still a part of life. I think it's part of life every day. When I first found out Osama bin Laden died, it was on Twitter. You know, the news might broke somewhere else, but I searched. I Googled.
Exactly.
I couldn't find anywhere but Twitter. So I don't know if this dude killed Osama and was like, I got his ass. I don't know what happened. That's how I found
somebody
out.
Tweeted out, like, we just got
but
this.
But that's also,
niggas.
I mean.
What's the name of the movie?
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was cold. You seen that shit?
It was a good movie, man.
Speaking of movies.
What's up?
So I know you say you're
crazy
Marvel.
Segue.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Marvel fan. Did you see? How do you feel about Civil War?
Yeah, like, Civil War movie. That movie was terrible. No, I'm kidding. I love that movie, man. That's the best Marvel movie to this date.
What I like about Marvel and what DC did a terrible job at is like, every time Marvel put a movie together with the superheroes and stuff, it always gives like each superhero the proper time to like shine. Like
yeah.
Each scene is like, okay, you know, we getting Black Panther, we getting Spider-Man.
Instead of DC, you getting these superheroes in the email.
Yeah, like,
y'all remember when the flag came in email? Yeah. Like, this nigga opened an email?
Yeah,
Aquaman ain't say shit. Like, he
probably won't play Aquaman in the next movie.
But it was gonna be in his water. Like it was a scene where Lois in the water. Spoiler alert! And I'm just like, oh man, she finna die. But Aquaman finna come and save her. He ain't even come through. So I was like,
Aquaman, wacky as fuck, bro.
But like, Civil War was dope though. I like Spider-Man. I like when Ant-Man got big.
That
I like the story.
See, Civil War is one of those things. It's like it's notorious because like when you hear when reviews came out, everybody was like, I like it. I don't. I'm like, it's alright. I don't. When Civil War came out, I was like, man, it's the best superhero. I never hear anything negative about this movie.
90-some% on all the reviews, man. When you make
it's
a movie.
It's ill.
That's another thing. A movie that knows what it is.
Yeah.
An action movie, be an action
movie. Yeah.
And be an action
like
movie.
Stone Cold. I mean, Stone Cold.
It was trying to be emotional. So
it was
like,
trying to be a dark adventure. Like, I want Superman to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
And
have a good reason.
We get to fight right now, and I get ready. You know, well, realistically, probably y'all with my ass. But y'all be like, what's your mama name? I'm like, Sandra. Y'all be like,
the same thing I said, bro.
Oh, man.
I can't fight you.
Have my mama name, man. Get up.
Same mama name. That's the same thing I said. Like, yo, you stop hitting this nigga, get the same.
Yeah.
Your mama name is the same. And they kind of play this shit throughout the movie. It's like DC, that puts you at the movie because you saw his mama name
yeah.
and the tomb.
They made you know.
Superman, the mama died,
yeah.
the tomb. He's like,
they
oh, so both of the mama name Martha. Oh, you ain't killing.
Is that if you go back in the annals, I know I probably saying it wrong, pronouncing it wrong, but the annals of DC history is like Superman mama actually named Martha. Like, do they both have the same name?
I
didn't
Google that, man.
Not familiar with they mama name, but I know I Googled one time Joe Cole killed his parents. I don't know his parents' name.
Yeah,
his dad's name was his dad named like. Bruce? I mean, not Bruce. Dwayne or some shit. I don't know.
It was Thomas.
Yeah, Tommy Wayne. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, Superman is like, yo.
I'm going to tell you, everybody got their lane. DC lane is animated movies.
Oh, they movies, though. I was a change.
They got a new one with the Joker. I forgot.
No,
not
playing.
Batman.
Justice League. I got the Justice League versus
we're gonna watch
the Justice League. What's the Teen Titans? Teen Titans versus Justice League.
Oh, that's, yeah, I saw that.
You saw that shit on coming to movie? I mean,
exactly.
That shit crazy, right?
That's their lane, man.
Yeah.
You gotta stick with
they good at it, too. Like, they way better at Marvel than the anime movies, though.
Yeah, you stick with Marvel got the Netflix series on lock.
Yeah,
I don't watch Superman or Smallville or that Flash stuff, but or Green Arrow, but everybody says they like it.
You seen Daredevil?
Of course I seen Daredevil.
You seen, how long did it take you to watch it?
I mean, I had to finish Daredevil in like 3 days, man. 3 days.
Nah, it took me like a month. I could have watched it, but I was like, I gotta go do some shit. Like,
you doing more than me. That's all.
I binge watch
that joint. I'm trying to get.
I jack out between the times.
Oh, I hate that.
Whose side did y'all agree with? Like, did y'all agree with Tony? Did they need to be regulated or Captain America? Whatever.
Man,
like,
you know,
need
man.
To do our own thing.
But see, it's funny though, because in the comic book, you read the comic book?
Did
the comic book was talking about mass villains, not mass villains, mass superheroes?
Yeah,
should we wear masks or should we wear masks? That's what the Civil War was.
It was a superhero registration act. You had to register yourself and your powers with the government so they know what's up.
Yeah,
you know, no more side getting, you know, from just blindsided.
Like, you can't do your own thing.
No yeah, they thing. Know exactly who you are. Like, oh, this building's on fire. Let's look at everybody who got fire powers.
Yeah.
Well, we have
you out of shit accordingly. But now it's like, all right, way in the movie it was, you know, the people
that blew up,
they agree with not putting cuffs on them, and people that didn't agree with,
you know, yeah, they just try to make it a whole different thing. Where they, it was kind of the same here, was same thing as a registration act, but it was more of, yeah, somebody jacked up, and now we want to try to prosecute these people. And you got to think about it, like, I was Team Cap. Because if they had been my homeboy,
Black Panther, because I was like, he's saying fuck both of the teams.
I want to kill.
Yeah, he knew who he wanted. Yeah, really.
He was like, fuck all that shit.
That nigga killed my dad.
But
I'm on the opposite side. Man,
y'all
kill his dad though.
Nah, y'all make sure y'all put a spoiler alert on this episode. But you know, at the end of the day,
even get these spoilers.
At the end of the day, Black Panther was Team Cap, and that's what's important. So you know, and Alphabet Boys, who really care about, you know. Government do some good things, but I ain't rocking with the government that much.
I feel Tony though. Like, I feel Tony though. You know, like, he kind of felt bad about, you know, the death of the dude.
He did.
You know,
he felt
like, you know, we were just, like.
But at the same time, it was like, that might have been the weakest point of the movie.
Because, like, all the other movies, that was like, weak. When the Avengers, they just showed it, like, from the Avengers perspective, like, they
destroyed everything. They killing everything.
They kicking ass, but like, they never showed it from like the ground level. Like, they never showed, like, the Hulk throwing big ass aliens through the bed. Yeah.
Word.
Like,
but we always question it. Like, man, I wonder what they do after the fight over.
And actually, you know what I'm saying? I watched the Avengers movie, and they was just kicking ass, and Hulk was jumping on bills, and I was like, man, this is awesome.
People died.
People also, I was thinking, this is awesome. So I'm just like the Avengers. I'm like, I'm wrapped up in this too.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, like, oh yeah, y'all killed about 1,000 people.
45.
Like, God, totally 3,000.
I'm like, oh. That sucks.
But see, that's why I feel Tony, because it's like, everybody needs some type of accountability. Like, you just can't be just out here. Just like if you was a private investigator or something, like, you don't answer to nobody. Like, you just out here solving crimes and shit. Like, man, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how do y'all feel about the ending when Tony and old boy went in it? Tony and...
So you couldn't say that Captain America won.
I feel like Captain America is they making him a little too super. You know what I'm saying? Like, can he,
no,
his
like
skin is not impenetrable.
What I like about Marvel,
he was getting like blasted and beat. Like, he had no cuts or nothing.
Like, what I like about Marvel though, they like show they show a little bit of realism in it with Captain America. Like, he ain't super fast. Like, when they were running on the street,
man,
like,
Black Panther would kill it.
Like, when they were running, like, super,
I hate
Captain
that scene.
Ain't, wow. Like, super fast. Like, he was like, I'm finna.
I would give me a car.
The preview did it more justice, though.
The preview did it. But, I mean, like, these guys are running.
In the preview, Black Panther was like, running. He grabbed it, motherfucker. Like,
you
give
see
me your
big
shit.
Ass thing, like, why the superhero? They look big as fuck. Like, when they hop down, like. Yeah.
These
like
cars
Black
look small.
Panther, like, 6'4", 260.
Hey, but they was running, though, my nigga. Like, yeah. I mean, they got super. I mean, like, they faster than the average. But they're not the flash fast, but
like but here's the thing: the average person can't run fast in the car.
Yeah.
But these guys are running way fast.
Yeah,
these cars got to be going 40.
That was going.
Them cars in the first time in the tunnel forever.
Yeah.
That was the longest chasing I've seen in my life. And then Black Panther got tired and hitched a ride.
Yeah.
And then Captain America stole the car.
But see, that's what I like about it though, because Black Panther is like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he
get tired and hitch a ride.
He's like a nigga. He was like,
Superman. Like,
I'm getting a truck.
But like Captain America, they always show his like his humor side a little bit, because like when he jump and shit, like, he ain't like doing no amazing. It's like they're paying the camera in a way, so it's like, he just a
But what about Spider-Man though? I think Spider-Man character played like the justice it had. Like, even though he was like 15, 16, he was still strong as shit.
Yeah, like
he was smart as shit, which Peter Parker's always smart.
Exactly.
Always smart.
He had hella jokes.
Yeah, very witty. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he like, I think Spider Man and Black Panther stole the show.
That was the best Spider Man. It was them. It was them and Ant Man, of course. That's all, it was them.
Yeah, I like Paul Rudd too. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, he did that. I mean, and that's you gotta respect that, because he had like maybe 20 minutes of actual screen time.
Yeah. But he was still a little nigga though.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that. You know, like Halle Berry next man, she's like, I need more roles. Well, Storm don't talk, so what you want me to do? Like, you know.
She don't talk at all, but she on the top
when it's important.
Bitch Storm.
You want to say something? Like, they fighting us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You gonna ruin the movie? Just like the new X-Men, Mystique, she don't want to be blue. Or what's the girl name from Hunger Games? She don't want to be blue. Then why
Jennifer Lawrence.
We need to replace her again. Let's replace her again.
Yeah.
My character's blue.
Yeah.
Well, but which Shout out to Spider-Man, bro. Which character are y'all most excited to see at a film that was like on either side?
I want both. I want the young Spider-Man and the Black Panther, bro. Because yeah. Like, when I first saw the preview and Spider-Man landed with the nigga shield, like, oh, hey. I was like, this nigga got a little kid voice. Like, yeah. This is not the grown ass, I graduated college, or just grown ass, I go grocery shopping Spider-Man. Yeah, like, this a little nigga who's strong as shit. Like, nigga, punch that nigga, bro, he just stopped his whole shit.
Like, he got a metal arm. Like, that's so cool.
But
you
gotta he held the man's arm.
And you got to say who Spider-Man is. Spider-Man always been that
you got to respect what it is, though. Don't grab my hands.
But I think it was better that he was younger. You know what I'm saying? They made him a lot younger.
Grown Spider-Man, I mean, if Aunt May, when Spider-Man's grown, and Aunt May's dead, and then he has Mary Jane, who is Peter Parker at this point? We don't care. I'm so excited to see Black Panther get his own film because...
Yeah, I know that's going to be dope. Like, I can't wait to see them Wakandan 6'3 black women fighting.
Ooh, you don't even know. They finna do it.
Like, in one part of the movie with, like, Scarlett Johansson was like, we're trying to get Black Panther to roll with them, and he was dead. Like, the black bitch was like, move. Yeah. Like, Black Panther was like, as much as I'd like to see y'all to go in, like, man, I want to just chill out with them.
The comics, if they say true to the comics, those are his bodyguard, and it's probably more than one of them. Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
That shit gonna be
and they tight. I mean, they got, like, little, you know, bow staffs or whatever. It's gonna be nice. I want people to see Black Panther because I want them to see.
Then it's coming out in February next year.
Black History Month. Let's do this. We're gonna see it 4 times each. So. I want them to see what Africa could look like, or country in Africa could look like, if they control their own resources. That's what I want people to see. I don't know.
Explain that, because we just talk about some number shit.
I did that.
I got to think about it.
Black Panther, y'all saw when he got shot, right, and nothing happened, right?
Who got shot? Oh, yeah,
Black Panther suit. Made out of vibranium, right? Yeah. That's a fictional metal, and that is a resource in their country. Well, the king, or the leader of their tribes in that country, controls, or they make sure that nobody takes advantage or takes that resource from them. Mm-hmm. He's rich, their country is rich, mm-hmm. and they're technologically advanced.
He got a vibranium suit.
He controls his resource. So what would, like, you know, Nigeria, what would Sudan, what all these countries be like if they actually control their resources? That's why I want to see Black Panther.
Yeah,
I want people to, like, click in their heads like, oh, shucks. There'll be a whole bunch of this stuff.
But
that's
not gonna click. They didn't know it was gonna click. It was like, man, the Black Panther whack as hell. He lost to that cracker.
If it's taking the right direction, we're gonna see. Because the actual antagonist in the film is supposed to be this white guy who actually is more of a imperialistic, you know, individual who wants to try to take over the land. The Claw, I think it's gonna be his name.
The one thing that I didn't understand about Civil War, and I guess we can get into.
Let's go.
The final topic before I work with Google. But who was the guy, the little dude, the Sokovia secret? Like, why did he, like, I didn't understand, like, his role. Like, you know.
Who?
The main plot in the movie, like, was to get them to.
Fight each other.
Yeah.
So, he couldn't kill them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They can kill each other.
So, like, where did he come from? Like, he just, like, I know what I'm finna do today. Like,
well, apparently, his family were victims of
Sokovia.
Of
that shit from the last movie, Atlanta Avengers, right?
But he was also in the military himself.
Hydra.
So, he's already been a part of that lifestyle. He wanted to kill him because he was motivated by his family dying. And so, he decided to just take upon himself.
He killed all the other winter soldiers. I like.
It was weak. It was a weak premise. It really was.
I mean, it was, but I like how Captain America kind of kept good of your boy Bucky.
That's what you do, man. That's your homie, man. Yeah, you believe in your boy.
Like, he ain't let nobody touch that nigga, dude. Like, I would have been like, I don't know, man.
Yo, it's some mamas that are like, Captain America jumping out beers and shit.
Nah,
like,
bro. I tell you one thing.
He didn't kill him.
That Marvel got over DC. When DC first start, it'd be it'd be cool. He'd be like, all right, they talking.
Word.
We know this Batman. But when Marvel start, this Captain America throwing a shield.
Somebody get bounced in the face.
He double kicking nigga like, boom, that shit. Like, it'd be like, man, this shit's goddamn.
If you
were
action movie, start like Sway in the Morning. If you were action movie, be an action movie. Like, you gotta just be real with it. Say true with what you are.
I agree.
One more thing I want to pick out, brain, that, you know, Darius told me before the show that he ain't in the sports. So shout out to Steph Curry, back to back MVP.
Shout out to Toronto, finna go all out.
3-2 in the series. Mm-hmm. My man Perez, that's why Perez been pissed off. He a Heat fan, and like, I ain't doing shit. Like,
the game is not over.
Right? The game's not over. 37-55. I ain't know the jersey on. Okay.
You know, honestly, I hate wearing this jersey because every time I wear it,
Maybe that's that. Maybe that should let you know something. Like, stop wearing.
Go take it off. I got a double XL in the car. Go wear that, man.
I got a rep, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
start wearing South Pole.
So interesting.
Oh, Lil Bolo. Oh. Shout out to Lil Bolo.
What you mean remember? Oh my God. What you mean remember?
You still wear.
Well, I wore a U.S. Polo Association shirt with pride 2 days ago.
We ain't
talking
about you.
No, y'all ain't talking about me. Y'all could have talked about me. Cause it's fine.
We definitely gonna talk about you.
Talk.
Let's talk about this.
This polo, it's faded though. Whatever.
But yeah,
it's
decent though. It's great. Snoop Dogg made some comments about life after death, and he said that he doesn't plan on making a will, saying that he won't give a fuck when he dead, like when what his money go to. So you know what I'm saying, why should he make a will? Do you think that's dumb or stupid, especially somebody in his position who has a lot of money? Like,
he married, though, so his money going to go to his wife.
Is he married?
Yeah, it's not married. It's not married.
It's divorced when I was younger.
But, like, with that, like, you know, ain't this, like, some legal stuff you got to go through? I mean, like, it ain't all his stuff.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anything. If you married, bro, all your possessions go to your wife.
The problem,
if you're not married, go to your brothers and sisters.
He's right, because he would not be alive, so he's conscious. He's not conscious. He does not care. I understand that part of it, but the man does have, like, you know, kids. And we're talking about foundation. We're talking about, like.
He's healthy, though. Like, he smoked broccoli.
So that makes him healthy?
Shit. You never heard that Kodak Black shit? Like, I'm a healthy kid. I smoke broccoli.
I never listened to Kodak Black. I don't even understand the reference here. Who is this guy?
Like, if you smoke broccoli, do you healthy, dude?
Like,
you're fair skinned, so you wouldn't get it, man. Kodak, his name is Kodak Black, so just
if you take a picture, he don't show up. I don't get it.
Nah,
like, he black. He definitely black, but he's
like Kodak Black. Like the picture come out, and
he retarded.
Already,
he retarded.
Is that how he's doing? Y'all gotta help me
just
out.
Just picture a black ass nigga with some gold teeth.
And he smiled like
Oh, so all you see is teeth and eyes. All you see is teeth and eyes. I get you. I feel you.
He one of them niggas.
Yeah,
he
okay.
Go hard though. He a young nigga.
He can't really rap.
Yeah, hey, I listen to him. I listen to anything once. I listen to anything twice.
I'm gonna play some tunes later.
All right.
But yeah, I fuck with Kodak, man. It seemed like everybody hopped on his ass at the same time. Yeah.
No flogging, Drake.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Slick hop on there. You know how Drake wave hop.
How is the hottest dude in the rap game right now? Like, is he's half black? But he's also from Toronto.
He not even from here. One of my favorite lines from Drake, he was like, how y'all let me run down here? I'm not even from around here.
That ain't
like,
right, yeah, man.
That shit's so cold. Like,
but the truth is, because it's hip-hop. It's not hip-hop, it's hip-hop. It's
like,
the popular
let you
music.
Run it, you just saying it.
So we I mean, not even joking, we kind of lost control over our genre. You know, we actually lost control of our music, you know, a long time ago. Mm. You know, Blue Eyed Soul is a real thing. Like, R&B singers with blonde hair and blue eyes doing that thing. Josh Stone, like, it's real.
Robin
Thicke. Yeah, I mean, they sound great, don't get me wrong, but.
Oh, no, Robin Thicke sound like
I
Jesus.
I seen that.
Hey, but before we get to the words of Google, we got some announcements. We got this young documentary coming up May 18th.
Oh, boom, man.
Is that the 18th
or 19th.
You changed it?
May the 19th?
May the 18th or the 19th.
is it 19th?
I thought it was 18th. He said it's 19th.
Y'all Red Square, y'all need to get y'all.
No, I got it written down. It said the 18th, but it could have been changed today. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
18th.
Okay, 18th. May 18th, we got a documentary. My birthday is in.
That's an announcement?
8, 9, 10, about 4 hours. Also, my nigga Josh Boster Jackson Jr., we got a radio show and a blog coming out, so y'all boys. Be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for that shit. I gotta plug my shit in on his blog. I'm gonna talk about why Black China ain't shit and why girls should not look up to Black China and look up more to Beyonce and Lemonade.
Or Michelle Obama.
No.
Say why they should, right?
Yeah, why they should.
Okay.
And also, Talking Talk, was it every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday we drop, man.
Every Wednesday you drop.
Give us a shout out too, man. We shout y'all.
I already shout. No, he ain't listening to my stuff.
Listen to this shit, bro.
Now, I'm doing another plug. Token Talk Podcast, man. Catch us on Twitter at Token Talk Tweets. Catch us on Instagram at Token Talk Podcast as well. We got a Facebook page. See us on SoundCloud. Type in Token Talk. We the first one to pop up.
Token motherfucking talk.
What he said. On iTunes as well. Make sure you subscribe and give us 5 stars. 4 stars won't work. Give us 5 and review. y'all let us know what we need to do.
If you give
me
4 stars, just like, yo, son, like, don't even give stars.
If you give me 4 stars, I'm gonna see you in the street. Four I got 4 bars. If you give me four stars,
it's like a B.
I got 4 bars coming straight up at your dome, man. I'm gonna find you at your home. You don't want it, man.
Did you just hear that?
You give up too quick, man.
Like, I don't give up. 4 bars.
When I know they hot, they hot.
Hey, before we get in your IG, we gonna Worth the Google. We got Worth the Google coming up.
Oh,
bro,
yeah,
bro.
Worth the Google. Yes. Well, we routinely give women their props.
Well, they don't deserve it.
For the aesthetic beauty only.
wow.
I like everything physical about you. Yeah. But you don't know math? Fine.
This week, man, you know, since it is my homeboy Rare birthday, you know what I'm saying? I decided to give this Worth of Google to his favorite. I gotta get to the GOAT, man. In his opinion, what you gonna say? Drea.
Yo,
Drea.
Has she been in jail like a lot?
No.
That was the wrong person.
Wrong person. Thinking about somebody totally different.
Drea, don't go.
But like, though, I'm gonna give it to Drea because she the GOAT. You know, she gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Did she have a baby yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so the body finna get back right. Ooh, it's summertime. Look at Red. He heavy. She gonna be blessing our IGs with some dope pics on.
I think I want my.
I got another part to the Worth of Google too. I wanna also give a quick little shout out to an up and coming artist that actually Perez put me on today. Like, I appreciate
Perez put you on a lot of artists.
I really do be a
he put me on.
Even
07,
though it may be looking like I ain't listening to
Denzel,
like, ugly guy, like, even though it may look like I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, I'm listening. And I just want to give a shout out to a guy who I'm pretty sure Darius might take an interest in.
Who Puya.
Young Puya. Yeah, like Puya. Like, Puya. He got a video. He got a video on YouTube called Energy. Dope song. Concept for the video. And, like, if y'all want to listen to like a new artist, y'all looking for new music, y'all should definitely give him a try. Like, he's worth the Google. Like,
he's on Spotify.
Word.
Oh, he on Spotify too.
Underground underdog.
Not as if niggas look at their phone and just be like, yo, should I Google it? Because it's literally free. Thank you for that word for Google, bro. I think I might say that every week. Hey, yo, Darius, man, I appreciate you stopping through this motherfucker,
bro. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Honor.
You work a sweat.
You said
that's not hard, dude.
You said it's an honor?
It's an honor, man.
I don't think it's an honor.
Stop doing that, man. I'm so humble, bro. I never do that well. Like, when people give me compliments and stuff, man. Like, I just be like, man,
y'all two young cats doing it. Y'all two young cats doing it, man.
I see what you say. You got a shout out. You said them kids are crazy.
Yeah, y'all.
How old you in?
I'm 26, man.
We mad kids right now, bro.
Yeah, y'all young whippersnappers, man. Y'all out here.
You sound like Ryan. Like, man, I never heard of that rap. Like, dude,
Ryan got one train, one mindset.
Yeah.
One train of thought.
It was an honor to come out here and dab with you all. I really appreciate the opportunity to come out here and hit the folks with you all.
Really, you know, I'ma send your shit. You need to send your shit out to Key and Pia, though. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I fool with them. They got canceled. Oh, they stopped this show, though.
No, they get canceled. They stopped.
They shot that show.
There's a difference between getting counseled. Like, look here. Lil Duval get counseled. He and Pia don't get counseled, my nigga.
Why they stop it? They ain't getting no bread.
They did 7 seasons. Like, they.
Shit, like, fuck. They did 7 seasons? Yeah. God damn. I've never seen one episode.
Yes, you have, nigga.
I've seen some skits, but not like most a whole
episodes,
episode.
Most, like, the minimum episodes go like 22 seasons, but their episode was like 12, 13. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But appreciate you stopping through, Darius, bro. Give me your IGs and your Twitters and your Snaps.
Oh, yeah. We ain't got no Snapchat. We got a Gmail, though. You know how we do it. Kick it old school. Hit us up at TokenTalkPodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at TokenTalkTweets.
What's yours?
Mine. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect,
man.
Guess.
I don't know you.
Uvernius. So that's my Twitter.
Okay,
Hannah.
Yeah. Okay, before we get to what the fuck is Uvernius?
What the fuck is Uvernius? So, actually, that's a
long story.
The root word. No, I got you.
It's a long story.
The root of this was my middle name is Uvern.
Oh,
All right, my middle name begins with a U, spell, and it's actually Uvern. It's my grandfather's.
You didn't have a chance.
Uvern.
No, he did have a chance.
It's all right, yeah, because anybody else.
Better than Dwayne.
Like, Darius Uvern.
Ain't nobody else got their name, so they gonna run my name to the police report and ain't gonna find nothing.
Yo, he mad white. You know what I mean? I don't know.
They confused. They actually confused. But yeah, so I just, that's my grandfather's name.
Gotcha.
And my grandfather passed, and I decided to embrace that name more than I have in my entire life. Yeah. And I wanted to make my entire social media presence centered around that, and that's my moniker, Uvernius.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, Uvern, and that Uvernius part comes on like, I'm like Roman, like warriors. Can they add that extra suffix at the end to kind of make it seem like, you know, they are an object instead of a person?
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
got you. Like, so that's how I feel.
It comes together.
Yeah.
You know, how you spell it though?
For it's U V E R N. I'm telling you.
I mean, Adam. I mean, what's the at?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. At on my Twitter handle at U V E R N E O U S. That's
nervous.
How you spell it.
Like, that's what I'm
never
like,
there.
And we had Kevin Perez and this bitch doing this thing.
Blocker. My, he losing though.
Yo, as always, it's your boy J Red.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yeah.